The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
What is it? What is it? What is it? We have been here for 2 days, 48 hours. We have been in it. We have faced it. We've seen it, tasted it, felt it. What is it? It's been in front of us. Just within our reach. What is it? Why be so elusive? Why don't we just say? Why don't we as teachers hand it to you? The great Zen teacher Dongshan realized it when he saw his reflection in a pool of water. And he wrote, "So minute, it goes where there is no gap. So vast it transcends all dimensions." But I can imagine, after hearing this story of Dongshan's enlightenment, there were many monks who jumped into pools of water looking at their reflection, trying to find it. And I ask you not to jump into the koi pond and look for it. You already have it. Why be so delusive? Why elusive? Because it's only something that you can see. It's your Dharma gate. Not mine, not a teacher. All we can do is hope to point you in a direction. And it's been like this since we crawled on our hands and knees in diapers as infants, always looking elsewhere, always searching. What a wonderful thing to be a human being. The world is vast and wide. And we're here to take it in. And yet at the same time, this searching, this reaching, can cause so much suffering, so much pain. We think we don't have it. If we get it, then we'll have it. And all will be well. Whatever it is. And so we attach it to things, situations, relationships, ideas. And it's fed to us through culture, through family, through religion. Here it is, come get it. If only you had it, like we have it. And there's the fear of missing it. The fear that if I don't get it, my life will be a waste. But you already have it. You have always had it. It seems so far away when we are looking for it. But as we allow it to come forth, there's an opportunity an opportunity to see it. As David Roshi mentioned, that Dogen saying, to carry yourself forward and meet the world, the 10,000 things, the Dharma, is your delusion. That the world, the 10,000 things come forth and reveal themselves is your awakening. And I love his story about his teacher, George Bowman. When asked, a student asked him, is this it? And he said, no. No. Because just as Dongshan said, a hair's breadth deviation, and earth and sky are separated far apart. You have been here for 2 days, 2 days of hard work. I came down after our teacher's meeting before dinner and I saw everyone in the Kinhin line walking gently, steadfastly, with such intent. Yes, I know you were tired. I could see it in every one of you. And yet you were walking as human beings walking. And it was a beautiful thing. And so tonight, my wish for you, and this is going to sound unkind. This is going to sound, well, whatever it sounds like. But my wish is that you are exhausted. You are spent. You've gone to the end of your line. All your strategies have run out. Nothing left. Nothing left. You've given it everything. Tired, exhausted, confused. And when you've given everything, what's left? This, right here. And so my encouragement tonight is to ask you to stay. Stay here in the temple. You're not being held here against your will. But still, stay. Stay here in the Zendo. Stay with your practice. And stay with your experience, whatever that experience is. Exhaustion, tiredness, elation, anticipation. Tomorrow you go home. All of it. All of it. How do you enter a Dharma gate when you're already in the Dharma gate? Sleepy eyes, tired body, hungry belly, breaking heart, wanting to go home. Was this a good idea? All of it. All of it. Stay. Stay. Thank you.